From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Efforts continue for a renewed peace in Syria. Syrian opposition fighters Tuesday shelling government-held parts of Aleppo, killing at least 12 as the army claims it was repelling a wide offensive by the rebels in the country's largest city. Activists, meanwhile, said government forces were also shelling rebel-held parts of the city, killing 2 people and wounding several. The escalation came as the diplomatic focus moved to Moscow, where the UN envoy for Syria started talks in efforts to restore a piecemeal ceasefire that would also include the contested northern city. Stefan de Mistura is expected to push that the truce also cover Aleppo, which has seen an escalation in violence in recent weeks. De Mistura's meeting with Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov came a day after he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Geneva. The UN Security Council responded to an upsurge in deadly attacks on hospitals and medical personnel, unanimously adopting a resolution Tuesday demanding that all parties to conflicts protect staff and facilities treating the wounded and the sick. The resolution urges all countries to bring those responsible for such attacks to justice, something that has rarely happened. The UN's most powerful body expressed deep concern that the number of attacks is increasing despite obligations under international law that combatants protect medical staff and facilities, as well as the sick or wounded. It reminded all governments and fighters that under international law, any intentional attack against hospitals and places where the sick and wounded are collected is a war crime. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.